Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Savage Season by Joe R. Lansdale, performed by Phil Giganti. A great deal of intelligence can be invested in ignorance when the need for illusion is deep. Saul Bellow. Put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket. Mark Twain, Pudd'nhead Wilson. This is for Jeff Banks, dedicated with friendship. Chapter 1. I was out back of the house in the big field with my good friend Leonard Pine the afternoon it started, me with the 12-gauge and him pulling the birds. "Pull!" I said, and Leonard did, and another clay bird took to the sky, and I jerked the gun up and cut it down. "Man," Leonard said, "don't you ever miss?" "Just on purpose." I'd switched to clay birds in favor of the real ones a long time back. I didn't like to kill anything now, but I still enjoyed the shooting. Getting the bead on something and pulling the trigger and feeling the kick on my shoulder and watching the target blow apart had its own special satisfaction. "Got to open another box," Leonard said. "The pigeons are all dead." "I'll load. You shoot for a while." "I shot twice as long as you did, and I missed half those little buggers." "I don't care. My eye's getting off anyway." "Bullshit." Leonard got up, brushed his big black hands on his khaki pants, and came over and took the 12-gauge. He was about to load it, and I was about to load the launcher, when Trudy came around the side of the house. We both saw her about the same time. I turned to open another box of clay birds, and Leonard turned to pick up a box of shells, and she was swinging our way in the sun.